Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus. We have been thinking together from day to day concerning this very important subject, the example of Christ to the believer. In this world, as we live in this world, we need an example to follow. I have before pointed out, and I want to remind you of this again today, that sometimes others are going to fail us. We are commanded to be examples to others. The Apostle Paul could often say, "Follow my example." Nevertheless, as we live in this world, we recognize that even those of us with the best of intentions, with the most dedication to the Lord, if that's the way we are living for the Lord, all of us sometimes are going to fail other people. We do not intend to fail them, but in some way, by word or deed, in some way we're going to fail other people. People go to church, they complain because other Christians may ignore them. We don't intend to ignore them, but maybe we're busy. We don't greet people as we should. We aren't as warm as we should to other people. We don't reach out to their needs when they're going through suffering or sorrow or some such thing. And so in some way, we often fail. I do not believe in people simply criticizing each other. And so don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I don't think people should be picking at us if we sincerely are seeking to live for the Lord Jesus. But I'm simply saying that as we live in this world, we sometimes will fail. So we continue to dedicate ourselves to the Lord. We continue to seek to reach out to people and to be everything that God wants us to be. But it's especially important that we point them to the Lord Jesus himself. So the Lord Jesus, although he is the divine Son of God, came down and lived as perfect man in this world. It's very difficult to explain, but he was perfect man as he lived in this world. Even as a divine Son of God, he was still perfect man in living in this world. In every way he was tempted, and in every way he was a perfect example. And so we are thinking of this subject of Christ as our example. Today, I want to speak about the subject of submission. Submission. This is a very important subject, and I'm turning in my Bible now to Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 to 8. In verse 5, he says, "Have this mind among yourselves, which you found also in Christ Jesus." And then these phrases, "who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." Now this has to do with the submission of the Lord Jesus to the will of the Godhead. Over in Hebrews chapter 10, there is a conversation recorded between the Father and the Son. And in Hebrews chapter 10, and if you want to turn to this passage, you may, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 5 to 10, we read these words in this conversation. Hebrews chapter 10, beginning with verse 5. "Therefore, when he cometh into the world, he said, Sacrifices and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sins thou hast had no pleasure." And then this verse in verse 17. "Then said I come in the volume of the book it is written to me, to do thy will, O God. Therefore I come to do thy will, O God." And then in verse 9. "Then said he, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God." Imagine what it costs the Lord Jesus to come into this world. He was having to submit to the will of the Godhead. He himself, God the Son, made this decision. I will be the one to come. It was not an easy decision to make. It meant he would come into a sinful, lost, hopeless world. He was not responsible for this sin. God had made this world perfectly. Even the Lord Jesus, of course, had participated in the creation of the world. John 1 says, "All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And now it is required that he come into the world, and that he offer himself as an offering for sin." The cruelest, the most terrible death he could possibly die would be that death on the cross. The Lord Jesus knew it would be the cross, that it would be no other way for him to die. Where he would suffer and shed his blood, it had to be the cross. And so the Lord Jesus said, If I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. The Lord Jesus predicted, even a couple of years in advance, his own death on the cross. But what a horrible prospect was before the Lord Jesus in coming. And he was going to feel the pain. There would be literal pain there. It would not be a painless death. It would be a very painful death. Therefore, the Lord Jesus submitted himself to this agony, submitted himself to even living on the earth. Even living here would be a trial for him. And it would be a great burden upon him, because he was living in the midst of sinful and wicked people, people who were constantly opposing him and turning from him. But the Lord Jesus perfectly submitted himself. And then again, of course, finally, in the Garden of Gethsemane, just hours before he was to die, the Lord Jesus was in prayer. And the Lord Jesus could say this, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." In other words, that last great act of submission, when the prospect of the cross was present, within a few hours he would be hanging there, having been beaten with a crown of thorns on his head and suffering horribly there on the cross, but he submitted himself. Now, what is Jesus to us? We may not hang on a cross. In fact, none of us will. None of us may even suffer in any physical way. But there are various ways that we are to submit to God as well. And we are to be a follower of the example of the Lord Jesus. First of all, we submit to the Word of God. Many of you have your Bibles. You may have several Bibles in your home. And I want to be very fair to you. Many of you may even read your Bibles in a regular way. The real test of reading the Word of God is submitting to it and obeying it without any question, absolutely submitting to everything that God wants us to do, everything He wants us to be. And this is a big test of our Christian lives. Whether or not in reading His Word, or in listening to His Word in preaching and teaching, or in understanding His Word, whether or not we are willing to submit. Many times, things that God's Word has to say to us seem too difficult for us to do. How can I possibly do all of the things that God wants me to do? And this question arises. And so as we read God's Word, there must be a conscious prayer on our part. I submit to your Word, whatever you want to say to me today. As I read your Word and meditate on it, I want to do that. I want to be what you want me to be. The second thing is we submit to God's authority over us. And this is also very, very important. Now, when we have a child in a home, we expect that child to submit to the authority of his parents. When we have a student in a school, like our academy right here at Harvest, we expect the child to submit to the authority of the teacher. Some people have difficulty with this. A child may have difficulty with this. Even in the husband-wife relationship, the wife is to follow the leadership of her husband. This is the idea of submission in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 24. The wife is to submit to the authority of her husband. This is especially true in our submission to God Himself, that when we come before God, we are submitting not just to His Word, but to the fact that God has authority over us. He has the right to have authority over us. In a previous series, I brought out the fact that according to 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20, we do not belong to ourselves. Once we have become Christians, we were bought with a price, the price of the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus on the cross. And therefore, God has a right to have authority over us. But the strange thing is that God lets us make the choice. Will I yield to His authority? Will I submit to His authority? Many Christians do not. Many unsaved people will not submit to His authority in calling them to believe on the Lord Jesus. Somehow the stubbornness of their hearts keeps them from submitting to His authority. And then in the Christian life, the same temptation comes, that sometimes we want to go our own ways, so we submit to His authority. And then third, we submit to His will for our lives. God knows His perfect will for us. I think of young people who may be listening to this program. God has a wonderful plan for their lives. They don't need to be afraid of God's plan. But it means submitting to His will in everything. I remember going out to the mission field. Clear back in 1953, I first went out to the mission field. And I remember going out to the Philippines as a missionary. And I remember I went out single. And I had to submit in this matter. I was going with a young lady before I went out. But we were not headed in the same direction. She was a very fine girl. But we were not going in the same direction. I was heading for the mission field. She was not. And so we broke up. And then I went out to the mission field single. And it was a test of my submission. Really it was. I had to submit to His will in everything. And so His will is very, very important. Then, of course, finally, we have to submit to the circumstances of life. It is not easy to live our lives. Sometimes our circumstances are not very pleasant. Sometimes God moves us from place to place. We get put in situations we would not naturally choose. But these situations are in God's will. I think of missionaries being sent out by the Harvest Church. And I think of situations where God has placed them. Humanly speaking, they would never have chosen those situations. But because this is the will of God, they have absolutely submitted themselves to the Lord and yielded their lives to Him. So this matter of submission is very important. And again, the Lord Jesus is our encouragement and our uplifter in this matter of submission, because He has given us the perfect example of submission to the will of the Father in order that we might be saved. If Jesus could do this for us, we also must be willing to submit ourselves to Him. May the Lord help you in your lives in this matter of submission, and may the Lord bless you each one.